Green New Deal, the Green New Deal was and always has been something about transforming America, not about clean fields and clean water and clean air. It's never been about that. That's the Trojan horse that it comes riding in on. The Green New Deal is about destroying capitalism in America. It's about equity, not equality. Equity. What we need here is equality and not equity, but that's where we are. My next guest is Mandy Gunasekera. She was with the Trump administration as the chief of staff at the Environmental Protection Agency. Mandy, thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you. And so as I look at the Democrats continually pushing this, and I look at their initiatives on infrastructure or the $1.9 trillion put through allegedly to help out Americans when most of the money goes elsewhere. And many of these items are Green New Deal items, items that Americans don't agree with, would never agree to, being rammed down the throats of America. The waters of the USA, another example where they want to control mud puddles in my driveway. The federal government wants to control every aspect of everything with these people, right or wrong.
No, that's absolutely right. And the Green New Deal is representative of this perception on steroids. They want to, as you rightly put it, transform this country, attack American capitalism, and in the middle of their sights is the American energy industry. It's an absolute attack on the very fabric that makes our economic engine work, and it creates jobs. And it's allowed us to enjoy individual freedoms up until today. What the Green New Deal is, it's going to raise taxes. It's going to ship American jobs and productivity overseas. It's going to reduce our individual freedom. And even worse than that, it purports to be an environmental bill. It would actually exacerbate all the improvements that we achieved under the Trump administration. In the context of, we had the cleanest air on record, we are number one in access to clean drinking water, and actually cleaned up legacy pollution. The Green New Deal does nothing to continue those positive environmental trends that we put in motion in the Trump administration, and could actually exacerbate emissions reductions we have achieved by shipping jobs overseas to places like India and China that don't take their commitments. I'm air quoting commitments, you can't see me, to the environment. They didn't take them very seriously and actually operate using technologies that our operators in the United States used 20, 30 years ago and aren't as efficient and aren't as clean as what we all expect and see today here in this country.
There simply is no argument. America is the cleanest, greenest, industrialized nation on Earth. We looked through some of the charts yesterday provided by the EPA dating back to 1985. About air quality in America. Even since 2015, the air quality in America has continually improved. Water quality has improved. The Cuyahoga River on fire in the 1970s and is now one of the cleanest rivers in America. Lake Erie, the cleanest of all the Great Lakes after being the filthiest in 1970, for example. Our steps forward in cleaning up America are unparalleled in world history. We have Superfund cleanup sites that you mentioned, where we go in and do reclamation projects unlike any country in the world. And yet, these fools would have you believe that getting rid of the energy would somehow make America better. America has always run on vast quantities of cheap energy. You don't push 18-wheelers across Nebraska with windmills and solar panels. It doesn't work that way, does it?
It doesn't work. And you know, if they try to do that, what it's going to do is it's going to make the price of everything go up. It'll make the price of consumer goods go up. And yeah, and it'll make the price of gas go up. You've already seen gas prices from the start of this year go up. And this administration, the Biden administration, has done nothing to address that. And they've taken steps like shutting down the Keystone XL pipeline that in the long run are only going to exacerbate gas prices. They're the constrained supply, the ability to move it around in this country. And all Americans are going to see gas prices, unfortunately, continue to tick up, especially as we get into the summer driving season where, you know, people are getting vaccinated. We're starting to get out and engaged in economic activity, and gas prices are unfortunately going to go up, and that's going to be inhibitive to some American families.
I took time yesterday myself talking to a landscaping crew. The first thing that came up, the price of gasoline, was the first thing mentioned by the guy running the crew yesterday. concerned that it's going to make it difficult for him to remain profitable with the people that he has working for him. The price of gasoline, number one, it's going to get far worse. And I have to wonder, honestly, Mandy, if the goal isn't, because I've seen this written, and I, you know, you see things, you're like, oh, that's nonsense, that would never happen. And then you see things happening, you're saying, well, maybe it wasn't so far-fetched. Maybe it is what they want, is to push us all into cities, have us all riding bicycles, have us emulate the communist Chinese in Nanking and Beijing. We'll all be pedaling bicycles around because it's a better, you know, Mother Earth wants that or some such nonsense. I mean, is that where they're trying to get us all corralled in? They can control us, they can follow us, they can make us ride bicycles, and it's all good?
Yeah, I mean, the more control that, from the Democrats' perspective, the more control the federal government has in their lives, the better they can do to control the things the government cares about, like climate change. That's what they say. Now, none of this is true. This is absolutely absurd. Individual Americans, we know how to make decisions for ourselves. And we actually make decisions in terms of limiting our impact to our surroundings, our environmental surroundings, quite well, which is why we have such a good news story. And it's been because of this longstanding partnership between the federal government and the states, and then the people within the states that have all manner of expertise and have developed innovative ideas and new technologies. And that's why we have the cleanest, greenest, and healthiest economic industrial engine in the entire world.
But everything
the Democrats are trying to do is push us towards their socialist vision of the future. And again, the Green New Deal codifies that. And, you know, your listeners just have to pay attention. If it sounds crazy, you've got to take them
because
they are trying to do it.
It sounds crazy because, well, it is. Mandy Gunasekera, thank you for being here. By the way, happy Earth Day. I think I'll celebrate with a T-bone would be nice on the grill today. I appreciate
it.
Thank you so much for being here. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.